Hello, good people. I hope you are keeping the faith, fighting your battle, and waiting for your victory. I am here to share briefly about waiting on God. The Bible says that they who wait on God, they will never be put to shame. Before we say more, let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are before you this morning, Jehovah, to hear about the topic of waiting upon you, O God. As your word says that they who wait upon you, they will never be ashamed. Father, but the pressures of this life and the difficulties of our moment often cause us to deviate from the waiting, and we then tremble and end up doing exactly what you do not desire of us, O Father. As we gather here to hear what you want from us, Father, I pray that your word shall transform us, that, Father, we shall learn to wait upon you and wait with a high expectation. This I pray now, believing in your name, Jehovah. Amen. So, ladies and gentlemen, many of you have probably read the story of Saul. As he was preparing to go and battle his enemies who were attacking. And Samuel had promised that he will be arriving in Gilgal, where a certain burnt offerings were to be offered to the Lord before people could go to fight, if indeed they would win. And it so happened that this had been the norm, that before every battle, the prophet of God had to offer some offering, some burnt offering on behalf of the people to God, so that he will then hand the enemy into their own hands. In this one moment, Samuel was late. He did not come within the stipulated time that as he had promised Saul. And Saul, after seeing that people were getting very scared and some were beginning to flee, fearing that the enemy will attack as the offering was late and they were no longer sure if they are going to win, Saul, in his in his hurried decision making, he decided that now I need to make that burnt offering myself, now that the prophet is late, because it is just a burnt offering. He chose to do it by himself. And just as soon as he finished, then Samuel shows up. And that is the day that Saul actually lost favor with God and lost his kingdom, and a new king had to then be anointed in his place. We all have moments in our lives that we have to wait. And I want to tell you the truth, waiting is very difficult. Waiting is not easy. Waiting is the most difficult thing that any human being often has to endure to be able to arrive at whatever things that they want. And so often when we are attempting to wait, our minds get, diversionary attention and views, and we want to try everything. And then we have lost the point on how we should be waiting with patience and expectation. So as a result of this, many people have done a lot of errors. They have prayed about something, they are waiting on God to do it, but they can't just stop doing something else, trying to fix the same situation that they have asked God to intervene about. And they end up going extreme ways and actually no longer waiting on God, but basically trusting in some other things. My dear brother or sister, if this is your description, you are not the only one. There are so many people who are, for example, waiting on God to give them jobs, but they can't just stop looking for that kind of person they can pay some bribes so that they get it quickly. They are worried that maybe somebody is standing on their talent or on their opportunity, and they can't just, avoid trying to look left or right to find a way to deal with that kind of person. They think that, the problem when you are waiting is that you find what I will refer to as legitimate excuse, just like Saul had a legitimate excuse that now that Samuel is late, surely I need to do it by myself. And while yourself is waiting as well, you might find some legitimate excuse. You see something that is, coming so close, and you are saying, now if I don't do something about this, something is really gonna get wrong here, and I need to act like right away. You are not alone. There are so many people who have had this kind of problem, as we shall see. So the people of Israel, as they were moving out of Egypt and going all the way to Canaan, they came to this point that they had to wait for Moses to bring the Ten Commandments from the mountain. And at this point, they made a very, very fatal mistake of their life. And as a result, so many of them died. They were told to wait there, and Aaron was left to take care of the camp as Joshua and Moses were up in the mountains taking the Ten Commandments. And it was not just the Ten Commandments. There is a lot of other things that God was giving instruction to Moses on how to handle. And one among them was that Aaron was chosen by God to be ordained as a priest, so Aaron and his sons. And God instructed Moses on how this was to be done, the kind of clothing that were to be made to him and his children, and how their situation was generally supposed to be handled. And there were also a lot of instructions concerning the way the Israelites should live and what they should do and what they should not do. Yourself here who is listening, maybe God has chosen you to do something. God has chosen you to perform something. God has chosen you to become something. But the time is not just yet ripe. I want to give you a typical example. When you are a man, you expect that at some point in your life, you will have beards. And it will be a serious problem if, for example, your beards begin to appear when you are 2 years old, when you are 3 years old, when you are 10 years old, you might actually start running to the hospital, to go and ask the doctors to help you understand why it is happening. So in this case, we all understand that even though we expect something to happen to us, there is also the timing. So if it happens too fast, there may be a problem. It might be too early and we are not just comfortable with it. It applies the same in everything that we want to do. Let me tell you, when God is choosing you to do something, it is not just a matter of saying that you will need to do that. There is also the process of transformation. There is the process of making you ready to be able to handle what is coming ahead of you. And that transformation is the period within which you have to wait. And people are afraid of waiting. They are afraid of going through the transformation. Let me give you an example. You may have lost your job and you are waiting and trying to get another job. It is not impossible to God to give you another job, brethren. Maybe God is trying to teach you some lesson that you should take from the job you have lost, and you should be able to transform yourself. And during this season of waiting, God is looking to see if you have now matured enough to be able to handle the situation ahead. Or God has called you to be a leader in your community, and you have been told by your pastor, by your spiritual leader, that I have seen it I prophesy that you will be this or that in this society. And it is true, God has actually called you to be that which you are being told. But are you having the patience to wait? Are you having the patience to go through the transformation? Now, let's go back to the story of the Israelites. As they were waiting for Moses, Aaron was supposed to be ordained as a priest together with his family, and the Israelites were supposed to receive the Ten Commandments and some rules and regulations on how they are supposed to live. But here they are telling Aaron, now this Moses, we can't wait for this guy anymore. It's too late. Please make for us our own God, whom we shall then worship and who shall lead us to Canaan. They are just forgetting the one who has just parted the sea, the one who has just provided them with water from a rock, the one who just vanquished their enemies a while ago. They are forgetting all that. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, human beings are equally the same, irrespective of where they live on earth. When we face problems, we are very likely to forget all the good moments that we have just had. But now I just want to request you, when you come to a difficult point, first forget about the difficult point and remember the good things that you have heard in the past. And begin by thanking God about those nice things that you have heard. Let me tell you, my brethren, the Bible says that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And the Bible also says that he makes all things work for the good of those whom he has called according to his purpose. If the Lord has called you according to his purpose, he said he will make all things to work. The Bible does not say he will make all good things to work. No, he said he will make all things to work for the good of those whom he has called according to his purpose. Let me give you an example. Joseph was destined to become a leader in Egypt. But part of the process that was to work for his good was actually to be sold as a slave, to be in prison, where then that process would end up taking him to the leadership of Egypt. Think about Daniel. He was a strong man of God, and part of his process to become, to make the name of the Lord be honored through him, he had to be in the lion's den. That was the process. Can you think about the three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? They had to go through fire for Jehovah to be honored. I mean, today you could be in that lion's den where you wonder how exactly you are going to get out. But that is part of the process. It does not mean that part of the process that will work good for your purpose must just be good. Hallelujah, amen, yeah. Some bits are going to be rough. Some bits are going to be intertwined. Some bits are going to be very scary. But when we know that the final product will be what God has ordained us to be, we can face our challenges with boldness. We can face our challenges with satisfaction that whatever they may be, in the end, what God has destined us to become, that is exactly what we become. So even as we walk through the shadow of the valley of death, even if we are to pass through fire, even if we are to cross that river that is fast moving, even if we have to go through the water, the Lord promises that he will be with us. And let me tell you, the Bible says that no temptation has overtaken you, but just as common to every other man, and the Lord shall provide a way of escape. You will not be tested beyond what you can bear. Let me say that again. You will never be tested beyond what you can bear. The Lord is there with you. He knows your strength. Remember when he allowed Satan to test Job. He told Job, only his life do not lay your hands upon. And when he had allowed Satan to do all that Satan did to Job, he was still able to rescue him and lift him to become that which he had destined him to be. Let me tell you how many of you here today have been destined to become men of God, preachers, prophets, pastors, and so on. How many of you here have been promised positions and greatness in life? In fact, not any of you has been promised anything bad. The Bible says that he has plans for us, plans to give us hope and a future. Hope in the future. All of us, not even one, is given, has God promised to create a plan to create hopelessness and desperation in their future. All of us, God has a good plan to give us hope and a future for all our lives. So I want to challenge you. If you are going through a situation of sickness, you are going through a situation of joblessness, economic difficulty, you are facing a trough, you can't understand why everything else is going right to your friends, your peers, your siblings, but your own situation is just unbelievable. I want you to take time today and thank God first for being alive. The gift of life is greater than anything you can imagine of. Then tell God, God, I want to leave it in your hand. I want to wake up every day and walk as if I am blind and I am not even seeing what is happening to me. I want to put my trust in you. I want to hope in you. Father, if this situation should take me down, I want to go down knowing that I left it in your hand. Jehovah, if this situation should turn out to be my shame, I want to take that shame with pride, knowing that it is not me, but you, O God. I want to challenge you to pour out your heart to God and tell God, God, I am sorry if I have tried to do it by myself, if I have tried to hijack your process. Now, Jehovah, I am ready to humiliate, to humble myself before you and allow you to use me and allow you to take me through the process. I want to wait on you with obedience and with patience, and I just want to let you have your way in my life. If this is you that I am talking about, close your eyes so that we pray. Father, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the listener of this audio cast may be going through whatever challenges that they have in their own life. Father, you promised that you will not let us fail, Jehovah. You promised in whatever situation that we go through, you will be with us. You will support us. You will not let the waters drown us. You will not let the fire burn us. Now, Father, I pray in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ that you will come through for the listener of this video, this audio. Father, that Jehovah, you will show up and you will manifest yourself in your word. Jehovah, that you will give them a heart of patience, a heart of waiting, that Father, you will strengthen them. For your word says that even the youth may grow tired, but they who wait upon you, O Lord, you shall mount them with wings like eagles. They will fly, they will run and not be tired. Now, Father, I speak your strength upon the people who are listening. I speak your power. I speak your grace upon them, Father. May you redeem their situations. May you redeem their life. Those who are going through difficulties with their health, Father, you own it all. May you supply their needs. May you bring revise their health situation. Give them strength and make them whole again. In your mighty name of our Lord Jesus, I pray and believe. Amen, amen, and amen.